Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening. Minutes past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. Good morning, I'm Austin Hill. Monday morning underway, and I appreciate you being here. I don't take that for granted. You've got a lot of options from which to choose, I suspect, in terms of media and talk programs. Thank you for stepping up and being a part of our financial support team. Thank you for being here weekday mornings as we strive to be informative and challenging, hopeful and helpful here at the start of your day. This week brings across our country yet another round of presidential candidate debates. We've seen a couple already from the Republicans, now the Democratic candidates, and there is more than one Democrat candidate running for the presidency, actually, more than two, believe it or not. They will debate in Las Vegas, Nevada later this week. And with each and every one of these presidential candidate debates, issues of global warming in one way or another enter into the discussion. And it is presumed that we know all there is to know about global warming, as it's been spelled out by Bill Nye the Science Guy and former U.S. Vice President Al Gore. Well, it's just, you know, that's fact. And if you question it, if you disagree, if you have a different idea, if you even ask questions about it, you're a bad person, you're a climate denier, you're any of a number of other undesirable things. And that's, we're told, the scientific view of the world. Could it be the case that there's more than meets the eye on this issue? And how, among those of us who are truly, however imperfectly, trying to follow Christ and be a discerning Christian in a very complex world, could there be more to the story? Dr. Cal Beisner is a theologian and a scientist. He heads up a nonprofit organization devoted to addressing these issues. It's called the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation, born out of that biblical idea that God created the earth, gave it to human beings, and said, take care of it. What does it mean to take care of it? Dr. Beisner joins us on our newsline once again. Dr. Cal Beisner, welcome back to the program, sir.
Thanks very much, Austin. I appreciate it very much. Enjoy being on the show with you. I do want to make sure that that our listeners are not misled as to who I am, what I am. I am a theologian. I can't claim to be a scientist. I'm a layman who reads enormously in science, particularly on this issue of climate change, global warming. But what I do in the terms of the science is to do my best to digest what real scientists are saying and to pass it along. And in particular, we have a good many good scientists, including climate scientists, who are in the network of scholars that constitutes the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation. Fly under false colors.
Well, you've got a very diverse group of folks. You're kind of the lead spokesperson for the Cornwall Alliance, but my goodness, a diverse body of people literally from all over the world are weighing in on these things.
Yeah, we do, primarily in North America, but we do have some in other parts of the world entirely. About a third of them are natural scientists, of whom about seven or eight are actual climate scientists, and then about a third are theologians, and a third are economists and policy experts. And all of them have been doing a good deal of focus on the whole climate change controversy for the last decade and more.
You call it the climate change controversy. That suggests to me that it's not just all settled science, as we see repeated over and over again in the news media. And Bill Nye, the science guy, shows up on CNN saying, you know, you're all a bunch of idiots. If you ask any questions about this, I know what's good for you. And that's the end of the discussion. At least part of your message, it would seem to me, Dr. Cal Beisner, is no, the discussion is not over. It needs to happen. It needs to continue. Is that part of the agenda here?
Yes, it is. You know, there's the claim that President Obama has made, that Al Gore has made, that Bill Nye, the science guy, has made, and so on. There's the claim that there's this 97% consensus among scientists that global warming is real, that it's primarily man-made, and that it's dangerous, and that we need to spend hundreds of billions, even trillions of dollars trying to reduce it. Well, no. The best evidence, when you do very, very careful surveys of the scientific literature, and then particularly when you actually ask the scientists themselves, the best evidence is that among actual climate scientists, that would be meteorologists and climatologists and atmospheric physicists, atmospheric chemists, as well as, interestingly enough, solar physicists, because activities in the sun have an enormous impact on Earth's climate. When you actually survey them, as Dennis Bray and Hans von Storch have done, what you find is that something a little over 55% believe that climate change, or that global warming, is real and that human activity is a significant contributor to it. But that's very different from saying, and it's dangerous, and human activity is the primary cause of it, and we need to spend trillions of dollars fighting it. Mm-hmm. Very different issues entirely. And then when you really add those in, it turns out that it's well under 50%. But here's the really crucial thing. Consensus isn't a scientific value. You want to know who won an election, you count votes. You want to know how much carbon dioxide warms the atmosphere? You have to study the data. And it doesn't matter how many people think this or that or another thing. The data have to be king. And this is what we've been emphasizing in a series of YouTube videos that we're putting up on the web called Greener on the Other Side. And in them, we interview over 30 top-notch scholars on these issues. And several of them deal with this whole issue of consensus, how big the consensus is and whether it matters, and how we have to point to data instead of votes.
Very interesting. Dr. Cal Beisner with the Cornwall Alliance for the Study of the Stewardship of Creation. He's on our newsline here on the Faith Radio Network. I'm sure you've heard this before. I've heard this in my own family. Perhaps you have as well, Dr. Beisner. But what do you say to the person who perhaps is listening to us right now and they're saying, come on, Austin, Beisner, this is just, you know, politics that you're talking here. This is just, you know, leave this to the politicians. This is Christian talk radio. We need to talk about our faith and the functionings of the church and advancing the call of the gospel. Why are you you two guys fussing about this thing that really should just be left to the politicians? This is irrelevant to me. How do you respond to that? I'm sure you've heard those kinds of things before. How do you respond to that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And first off, climate change is a tremendously interdisciplinary subject. It's not just about, you know, geophysics and physics and atmospheric chemistry and things like that. It's also about, specifically, how people live their lives. Think about it this way for a moment. No society has ever risen out of poverty without access to abundant, affordable, reliable energy, especially electricity. And so far, for the last 100 years or so, and it looks like probably for at least the next 60 to 80 years, fossil fuels are the best source of that abundant, affordable, reliable electricity. So when we start talking about we need to force a reduction in the use of fossil fuels, we are by implication saying we need to force a slowdown or a stoppage or even a reversal of the climb out of poverty for very, very poor people around the world. Well, that becomes not just a political issue, but also a moral issue. And the scriptures very clearly teach us that we as Christians, and indeed all people, should be protecting the most vulnerable people from oppression and from the ravages of poverty. So, you know, Christians need to recognize, as my late mentor, Dr. Russell Kirk, was fond of putting it, the economic problem is rooted in the political problem, and the political problem is rooted in the moral problem, and the moral problem is rooted in the theological problem. So it all really comes back to God, and that's why at the Cornwall Alliance, we bring together the insights not just of natural scientists and economists, but also of theologians, pastors, ethicists, to form things like the petition that we've recently released called Forget Climate Change, Energy Empowers the Poor. This is up on our website, cornwallalliance.org. And fundamentally, it tells policymakers that we, the people, want to see a continued access to the abundant, affordable, reliable energy absolutely essential to any society rising and staying out of poverty.
All right, we'll continue in just a moment. Dr. Cal Beisner with the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation. He's on our newsline. There will be discussion, no doubt, at the forthcoming presidential candidates' debates about alleged problems with our environments and how your activity and my activity needs to be cracked down on so as to save the environment. And this is a very popular idea, and Christians ignore it at our own peril, and as Dr. Beisner is pointing out, at the increased peril of the poorest and the most vulnerable among us. We'll talk further in moments. 45 past the hour. It's the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill.
News you can use. Connecting faith to life. It's Austin Hill in the morning.
Based upon the preponderance of the evidence, the science is settled. But the thing is that anything's up for debate, Senator. We can debate anything.
That's the voice of one Aaron Mayer. He is the head of the Sierra Club, nonprofit environmental advocacy group. The science is settled. We can debate it if you want, but the science is settled. There's really no reason to have any discussion here. He was testifying on Capitol Hill before the United States Senate, arguing for more controls over the environment, forcing people to use less energy, forcing higher taxes on people when they purchase oil or gasoline, fossil fuel energy resources, those kinds of things. It's settled science. Dr. Cal Beisner is a theologian. He heads up the nonprofit Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation. Cal, respond to us again in more specific detail. Why does this notion of so-called settled science matter in the church? That's unscientific to say that science is ever settled, but why should we care about this dialogue and a closing of the collective mind in the Western world within the church?
Well, because it is a slam dunk against what is really science itself. And what is really science itself is something that the scriptures gave rise to and that the scriptures value enormously. Here's how. The Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:21, test all things, hold fast what is good. Now that is actually the secret, the key to science. As the late Nobel Prize-winning physicist Richard Feynman put it, you know, you go about looking for a new natural law, for a way of understanding how the world works, basically this way. First you guess it. Then you make predictions based on your guess about what things ought to be observed if your guess is right. Then you make the observations in the real world. If the observations in the real world contradict your predictions, then your guess is wrong. Period. Now, that's the essence of science. He himself called it the key to science. And science is a very important part of how we get to understand the world that God has made. We believe, as Christians, that a wise, intelligent, rational God designed this universe so that it is ordered and rational and capable of being understood by rational human beings made in God's image. So this testing, this scientific method, is actually a part of the Christian worldview and even the Christian faith. Now, when we are told, oh, it's settled, and especially when we're told, you're not even allowed to debate this anymore, then what we're told is we're not allowed to do what God requires us to do regarding all things, which is to test all things, hold fast what is good. And so when, for instance, about a month ago, a group of 20 scientists led by an environmental scientist, a climate scientist at George Mason University, issued an open letter to President Obama calling for the criminal prosecution of anybody who questioned dangerous man-made global warming, that's a serious threat to science itself. It's a threat to intellectual freedom. It's a threat to the First Amendment's freedoms of the press and of speech and even of religion itself, when we realize what a critical part of the Christian faith is the scientific endeavor. And then when we find that at a semi-secret international conference of top judges held in the Supreme Court of Great Britain just last week, that some of those judges are saying, look, it looks like the governments of the world are not going to manage to reach a binding global agreement on the reduction of carbon dioxide emissions, so we judges need to step in and rule in a sort of a Magna Carta for the Earth that that questioning this is criminal. My goodness, this is a tremendous danger to liberty everywhere, and it is going to lead to oppression. It is on the path to what the Soviet Union experienced when Stalin preferred the ideas of Trofim Lysenko about how species develop to the ideas of Gregor Mendel, and he actually criminalized those who favored Mendel's ideas having to do with genetic inheritance instead of acquired characteristics, and the result was the arrest and the torture and the imprisonment and even the death of hundreds of scientists, and it set Russian scientific research back by decades. We don't want to see that anywhere else in the rest of the world.
How at hand, how imminent could it be, just estimate for us, Dr. Beisner, that people in the United States of America, Americans, find themselves at odds with their government and even arrested because they dare to question or even ask questions about the so-called settled science? We understand that the very concept of settled science, like, you know, we're ending the inquiry, we figured it all out, we know everything there is to know, no sense asking any more questions. We get the fallacy of that, the foolishness of that. But how likely is it that someday I would be arrested for questioning it, either in my personal life or even on a talk show? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, this much I can say. I can't quantify. I can't say, well, I think there's a 26% risk of that. You know, no, I don't think anybody can quantify that. But we can say this. It is far more likely to happen if people roll over and play dead and say, oh, there's no real threat here, than if people get up in arms and say, no way. We have a First Amendment right to freedom of speech, to freedom of the press, and to freedom of religion, and we have an intellectual right, an academic right, to freedom of inquiry. And people had better be doing this, or we're going to see the same kind of thing that happened in the Soviet Union, or as well in Nazi Germany. Am I sure that that's actually going to come about? Well, I am a little less sure now than I was 15 or 20 minutes ago, because it was just 15 or 20 minutes ago that I came upon an article in yesterday's The Telegraph, one of the leading UK newspapers, by Christopher Booker, called Judges Plan to Outlaw Climate Change Denial. And they want to use the International Court of Justice to do this, and some of them are members of that International Court of Justice. This is not just this is not minor league bit players like the folks who wrote that letter to President Obama. This is happening at the very top circles of jurisprudence in the world.
Dr. Cal Beisner with the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation. Should Americans, can we get our fellow American Christians to care about the issue of liberty itself, let alone an adequate and proper understanding of the environment and what it truly means in a biblical sense to be a good steward of creation? I don't know the answer to that. I don't think that's readily available, but the Cornwall Alliance certainly assists us in doing that. So, listen, a few seconds left here, and I wish we had another hour ahead. What shall we talk about next time you're here, Cal?
Well, I think that one thing that we can talk about is the upcoming summit in Paris, the climate summit, and the importance of preventing the adoption there of an international agreement to reduce carbon dioxide emissions, because that would be enormously harmful to the poor all over the world, especially in the poorest countries. That's why we've launched the petition Forget Climate Change, Energy Empowers the Poor, which your listeners can sign at cornwallalliance.org/EnergyEmpowersThePoor.
I will put that on our at Morning Austin Twitter account. Listen, I appreciate what you do immensely personally, and I want to say that publicly. It is very difficult work, and thank you from the bottom of my heart. It's actually risky at times what you do. We look forward to talking again soon, and be safe, and be strong and courageous. Until next time, Dr. Beisner.
Well, thank you very much, Austin. Perhaps we can share a prison cell someday.
We may very well. I'm only partially joking about that. 56 past the hour. You as well, sir. 56 past the hour. I'm Austin Hill. Listen, coming up on tomorrow's episode of our program, to be continued. We'll have much more to say about this. Some of the latest trends on work, hiring, and employments that have recently been published. I'll talk about that as well. And, of course, as always, the very latest news from around the world and across the country vis-a-vis SRN headline news. That plus a great new book. I talked about it a little bit last week. It corresponds with a new movie that's out in theaters. The book is called When God Shows Up. Author Robert Nolan joins me on our program. See you tomorrow morning. Have a great day. Keep it right here. Faith Radio Network. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.